This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. One of the blessings of the Christmas season is to sing the great carols passed down to us. One such hymn is Charles Wesley's Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus. It was written nearly 300 years ago. It begins, Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus, born to set Thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in Thee. These opening lines apply to ancient Israel, who had been dominated for most of the previous 700 years. The Messiah was long expected, indeed, one who would set his people free, as Wesley writes, Israel's hope and consolation. Wesley wrote, From our fears and sins release us. The Jews had plenty to fear, as one of many peoples ruled by pagan Rome. But the more grave threat and enslavement was not to Rome, but to sin. This is what John the Baptist recognized and proclaimed, and what Jesus assumed when he declared, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The hymn applies equally well to us today. Whatever the political situation, we have many fears and sins to which we must be released. And the gospel message rings out with Wesley's hymn, Let us find our rest in Thee. Only in God, only in our Savior Messiah, can we find freedom from fear and sin, and rest for our souls. As Christians, we have our eyes fixed on Jesus in anticipation of His second advent, the return of Jesus to reign. We also remember this as we sing Wesley's wonderful hymn, Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus. Born to set his people free, from our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. I hope you feel the power and sweetness of this anticipation today. He is coming. He is coming. Indeed. This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.